So how do you feel about this innocent Brazilian man that was shot on Friday at the Stockwell station?
I think the most shocking thing is the whole issue about the shoot-to-kill policy. Mm-hmm. I don't think people were aware up until that point that the police had a remit to do that. And then obviously this man is an innocent person and there'll be inquiries as to find out why he was targeted. But yeah, it makes people feel nervous because we're not sure what we should be doing to feel safe and to make sure that we're not going to become victims of terrorism or victims of mistaken identity, definitely.
What do you think are ways to cope with terrorism and make people feel more secure?
You could say vigilance, but what are you supposed to look for? I mean, that's the biggest problem. Many of my friends, you know, we work in the music industry, carry rucksacks to carry our equipment. You don't want to get on a tube and have people staring at you because you're carrying a rucksack. One of my friends who is Asian said he got on the train the other day and someone was just watching him for the whole journey. He literally had to open his bag up and take things out to show the guy, listen, I'm not part of the problem. And the guy wasn't even aware he was looking at him. It's become almost like a subconscious thing where people, you know, the whole notion of terror is you don't know where it's coming from, so you don't know what to look for. And in that way, it's been quite effective because people want to protect themselves but don't know the first thing to do in order to protect themselves.
Do you think that this way of staring at each other and being insecure about other people, especially if they look Asian, on the tube, does it divide people and make people even more insecure?
I mean, of course it divides people. I mean, London is one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the world, and it works. You know, you have all different cultures all in one metropolis. And now what the whole issue of terrorism has done is created divisions and barriers where people who don't even know the difference between Sikhism, Hinduism and Islam, you know, they're targeting a group of people. There are people who are not even involved in Islam who are being targeted because of the way they look. And it's, you know, it's far from helpful, you know. And if the whole idea of these actions were to disrupt the lifestyle in this country, it has definitely created some damage.
What do you think are the root causes for the terrorist attacks?
I really, really couldn't tell you what the root causes are. I mean, everyone's speculating as to the reasons. And I think the bottom line is people need to get into the communities where these people come from to ascertain what the problems are. No one's going to blow themselves up for no reason. So people need to find out why people are taking such desperate measures to be heard. There's obviously a community of people who feel that their grievances haven't been addressed, and somehow, some way, by any means, they're trying to express themselves. And people need to find out what the root cause of that is first.
If you could talk to Ian Blair from the police, what would you tell him?
To find ways of not alienating the community, you know, just find ways of, you know, reaching them on their level to find out what exactly is going on in these areas where these people are coming from. Because without finding the root cause, you're not going to be able to deal with the eventual problem of those grievances.